Yes, it's a Monday morning.
How are you?
Hope the weekend was very, very good to you. Got some sunshine right now. Trying to filter through the smoke. And 65 going on. I know it's Monday because Katie Roberts standing in here smiling at me. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Chamber News. Was good to see you at the zoo on Saturday.
Oh,
New York
fantastic.
Hammer Musiker and Tal played right along with him.
Yeah. I didn't know he was a recorder.
He's a musician and artist. I mean, he does it all.
It was impressive.
And that ensemble was incredible.
It was.
So, yeah. But you were down there. I was down there. And a lot of people showed up to enjoy the day.
It was beautiful.
But today we're talking. It looks like you got a full list.
We have a full week coming up, too.
Yeah.
You know, I know we're kind of wrapping up the summer, but things are still going full swing.
Are you still on a Chalk Fest high? Because I'm thinking back to the summer and I'm going.
You know, it is. You know,
that's kind of a highlight for me.
It was a huge high, and it took probably 2 or 3 weeks to kind of come down from that.
Yeah.
But we are kind of diving into our new new events coming up in the next 4 months.
And we're going to be talking a lot more about those, too, because you got a lot of stuff happening.
We have some announcements coming out on social media about a new retail event that we're putting together. They might involve rubber ducks.
All right. I'm liking it already.
A little teaser for you.
I'm liking it already. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it should be a kind of a fun event, but there's still more details to be ironed out. So we can't really give all the details quite yet.
But onward and upward.
That's right.
That's where the chamber
is. It never ends. It just continues on, doesn't it?
What you got on your list? And I love the green ink you use on this list.
I use a different color every week.
I know. And this one really caught my eye. Wonder why.
I love markers. I can't help it. Okay. Monday and Tuesday are a little quiet, but Wednesday is jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
Day of play at RDO Equipment from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's 905 Buffalo Avenue in Breck, so out at the RDO. And this is an all-ages event where you can hop on tractors and games, and there's food, and it's a really fun event. We did it last year, and we had a good time. The hot dogs were great, too.
Oh, and I was a kid. I would love to have done that.
Yeah.
You know, I was all into that.
Yeah. So. They have all these fancy, million-dollar tractors out there that you can hop on and pretend you're driving. It's great fun.
Going to be a good day.
Yeah, it is. Also happening Wednesday is Music in the Park. That's still going on through the end of August, I know for sure. It's at 7 p.m. at the band shelter down at the Chinkapa Park. Playing this week is On the Mend.
Oh, yeah. So,
good.
They're good fun. Go check them out. Yes.
So, also on Wednesday, this is going to be a Wednesday-Thursday event. Gate City Bank is having a referral event. $100 when you refer a friend or open a new checking account. And I believe you're going to be down there.
We're going to be down there broadcasting live from noon until 2 on Wednesday.
So
looking forward.
It's almost probably a customer appreciation event as well. So
I'm going to dig into the cookies.
Oh, they're so good. They have hooked us up with some fantastic cookies for some events.
Uh-huh.
I have to buy a different dress size because of it. Anyway, that event is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. both Wednesday and Thursday. If you have questions, it's 701-671-4700.
All right.
Thursday, Richland County Picnic in the Park and Zoo Walk, brought to you by the Valley Senior Services. They're going to have grilled steak lunch at 11:30 a.m. at the Hughes Shelter. Donations are accepted should you want to donate for your meal. The zoo will be free for people 60 and older. There is a pre-registration required. That deadline might have passed, but give them a call, 701-642-3033 if you're interested in participating in that event.
All right.
Also happening on Thursday, the Twin Town Gardeners Market from 4 to 7 p.m. It's at the St. John's East parking lot.
Does get a good turnout for that, too, in spite of the weather.
I know.
The weather kind of iffy, people still show up.
Right. Well, we need our vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
2nd Street and 2nd Avenue North in Wapiton. Again, 4 to 7 p.m. on the for the farmer's market.
Okay.
Also on Thursday, there is an open house. Healing Arts Chiropractic is welcoming their new doctor, Dr. Gap, to their facility. There will be a fun evening of games, bouncy houses, hot dogs, chips, and more. It's 709 Dakota Avenue in Wapaton, and that runs from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday night.
What a great way to welcome somebody in.
Yeah.
Throw them a party.
Yeah, she's brand new to chiropractic as well, and I think she's really enjoying the community of Wapaton and Breckenridge.
Great to hear that.
So it's we're going to welcome her with a great event. So Saturday, Bikes and Brews.
Right here on Dakota.
Dakota Avenue. Mm-hmm. It's the 9th annual Bikes and Brews. It starts at 12 p.m. and it goes through 11 p.m. I think they closed down the roads.
And yeah, they got tripwire planned, so it's going to be a good day.
Live music.
Mm-hmm.
It's bringing awareness to our local veterans.
Right.
It's kind of their mission. It's brought to you by Chapter D of North Dakota. So there'll be a silent auction, bag tournament, biker mom bake sale.
Oh, yeah.
Food trucks, kid bike raffle, and so much more. So a lot happening downtown Dakota Avenue on Saturday night. Go out there, support your local veterans, and
they're going to be in. They're going to be in Wednesday. We're going to talk. The follow up. They've been in the past two Wednesdays.
Have they?
And Stevie, the number one biker mom, was in last Wednesday. So we were talking with her about what kind of thing. Yeah, it's definitely going to be
a good time. It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. So
all right.
Yeah.
Katie Robert, thank you for the list. Always great to see you in here.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for your time.
All right. Got sunshine right now. We are at 65 degrees. Talking chamber news as we do every Monday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I wanna make it right. You say I'm not welcome here. I know it ought to be perfectly clear, but I can't help but wonder what it might be like if I had two dozen roses and the north. If I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had two dozen roses, would it change your something that you can't.